This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
I'd like to start off this very abbreviated ENN by saying good evening to Don.
Who has a slicker?
And good evening to Don.
I hope they do take it in the end.
And good evening to Don.
Let's face it, baseboards kind of... Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
And good evening to myself. Jeez Louise, Papa Cheese. And to our caller, Louie.
I feel bad for the guy dying.
Thank you. That was him feeling bad for Franco Harris as he then completely destroyed the immaculate reception, said it was garbage.
Right. It was an illegal play. Now, from what we understand from Wikipedia, from the official, that if it had hit both players, then the play stands. The only way the play doesn't stand
is if just Fuqua, hit the offensive player.
Who was the attending receiver, was the only one to touch it. So if a Steeler had touched it, it would be an illegal advancement of the ball. Watching that, you can't tell me it didn't hit at least both, if not just Jack Tatum. So stop yourself. How dare you disrespect the great Franco Harris and his family? You disrespected his family. Not the man, he passed on. But everyone that has survived that family, that's how deep the insult goes. Lose the number.
Wow, strong. Tough loss for the New York Knickerbockers last night.
Bing bong!
At the Garden, they lost to the Raptors 113-106. And Tom Thibodeau Diaw says the problem was too many offensive rebounds they gave up.
I thought the offensive rebounding hurt us. I think we were up a point with 2 minutes to go. And, you know, you give them a second and third crack. It's hard to overcome that. But I thought our guys fought pretty hard. You know, back-to-back for us, they're sitting here waiting. They played a great game. And we had our chances, and we fell short at the end.
Let's hear
the schedule. The schedule did them dirty. No Grimes certainly hurt, and Siakam went off. So is that a different outcome if Grimes plays?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's great that you brought up the schedule because Julius Randle referenced that as well.
Put it on us. We knew it coming in. We just didn't execute. That's on us as players and a team.
That's Julius Randle saying not about the schedule, it's on the players. R.J. Barrett says Knicks are still playing good basketball.
At the end of the day, I still think we're playing really, really good basketball. You know, we're playing really well on both ends, I feel. And, you know, we got to continue to just keep that up. You know, we kind of took a step back tonight in losing this game, but just regroup, refocus, and come back stronger.
Make no mistake, Peter, I don't like when teams use injuries or schedules as an excuse, but that's a tough second of back-to-backs against a pretty good Toronto team. You've got no Grimes. They fought hard. They were down 10 at the half. I'm not going to get mad at the Knicks for having their 8-game losing streak end in those circumstances.
Pro Bowlers were named yesterday, Don.
Yay!
Jets are sending four.
Okay.
Sauce Gardner. You want to guess?
Well, Quinnen Williams has to go, no?
Sure he is.
Garrett Wilson's got to go, no?
No.
Oh. Like, flush it.
He's still a favorite for Rookie of the Year, but he's not going to the Pro Bowl, no.
I don't know. I'm at a loss now. You got me.
Luis Oosterhuizen.
No, not Oosterhuizen.
C.J. Mosley.
Okay.
And from the special teams, Justin Hardy.
I don't feel bad about that at all.
You shouldn't feel bad. Dexter Lawrence.
Unless it's Lee Rousson, I can't really fight for any, you know, or Steve Tasker. You know, I'm sorry if I'm not really, like, up on the Pro Bowl special teams guy.
It's so funny because I saw the Commanders guy went as well, and I was so, like, his video with Ron Rivera is so touching, and I also knew nothing about the man. Nothing.
Special teams is tough. It's important, but it's probably the most anonymous important aspect in sports.
Giants are sending two to the Pro Bowl.
Well, Saquon's got to go, no?
He is going.
and Dexter Lawrence.
He's going. Let's hear from Dexter Lawrence.
The honor for sure, the respect, and you know that you run around the league, and then the support from the fans, things like that. So it's all a big honor.
Wish there was a game, or you like it the way it is?
Nah, I like it the way it is.
Andrew Thomas did not make the cut. He was asked if he would have liked to have made it.
Yeah, I mean, I think anyone that plays this game, they're competitive. You want to receive, you know, accolades for what you do on the field. But I don't control that. All I control is what I do on the field. So just continue to, you know, to get better. Got a lot of football left, so looking forward to that.
Who wants to go to the Pro? It's in name only. There's no game anymore.
Well, now it's the Pro Bowl
skills competition.
But then the skills kind of are fun. I'm excited about it. By the way, this will be the first year in a while that I actually watch.
I wouldn't watch if it was in my backyard.
Wow, really? You don't enjoy the games? Like the actual sort of like...
Zero interest.
Well, I will watch every...
Bye, Scott! I love football. I'm not watching that. No, I got other things to do.
By the way...
I got walls to stare at, paint to dry.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I reposted it yesterday on my Twitter. Don, if you haven't watched it, watch the video of Ron Rivera telling the Commanders who made the Pro Bowl, who made it. It gives you great insight into why people love that guy. I get it. He drives me a little nutty. Like last week against the Giants, deciding to punt instead of kicking that field goal. He does some things I don't understand what he's doing in game. But you watch the way he interacts with players behind the scenes, and you kind of get it.
Oh, make no mistake. Listen, I'm having fun about the no Pro Bowl, lack of a game, all that, but being honored in that way has to be amazing. Think about it, Peter. You're among the elite to make this sport. I know you're 53 deep in a 32-team league, but that's the best of the best to be able to play on the professional level and to be accepted even for just 1 year as the best at your position to be able to play. That's special. That's really special. You heard David Tyree went to it one time, and it's still like on his resume as a major accomplishment.
Well, and for the guys like Justin Hardy, the special teams guys, you know, these are guys who aren't like, they're not getting a lot of glory, okay? This is the glory. They get to be a Pro Bowler. It's pretty cool. I mentioned the Commanders. Well, Chase Young is off the injury list. He will be active this Sunday against the 49ers. Ron Rivera says he will be limited if he plays around 10 to 15 snaps. Now, bigger Commanders news has just come out. J.P. Finley, my guy, reporting at least 5 and possibly as many 7 bidders expected for the Commanders. Bids due tomorrow, December 23rd. Price tag.
Can I join?
Well, Natalie, you're not going to be able to be a part of any of the groups, unfortunately, so you can't join, but we would love for you to.
Maybe those NFTs sell. You never know.
That's right. You know what? Keep selling those NFTs, babe. Maybe we can buy the Commanders. That would be awesome for next year's Hanukkah. The price tag was believed to be at about $6 billion. However, people believe now that since the sale of the Phoenix Suns, that price has now gone up. So we will know at some point how much it's actually going for. Other NFC East news, Jalen Hurts officially out versus the Cowboys. The great Gardner Minshew will get the start. Hurts suffered a sprained shoulder in the loss to the Bears. I'm sorry, they didn't lose to the Bears.
No, they beat the Bears.
They beat
almost
the Bears.
Lost.
He was a loss, but they beat the Bears. So, yes, Sirianni announced today that Gardner Minshew will get the start. Lamar Jackson also ruled out, so the great Tyler Huntley will start there.
Yeah, I don't know why there was even any speculation that Hurts would even play in this game. I know it's a big game. You can officially finish off Dallas for the division, but that's going to inevitably happen anyway. Next week, I believe they're home against the Saints. So they could wrap up the division and still rest guys in week 17. So I wasn't going to take any chance in him not him playing and getting hurt again.
Now, this is unprecedented, but we have 2 minutes left in the show, and then we're tossing to Dan Grasso and the Jets pregame.
That's right.
Anthony,
unbelievable.
I see we have a call from a gentleman named John in New Jersey who's at the MetLife parking lot. John, we're going to you as our at-the-game correspondent. What do you want to tell us?
What the families are.
and in the neighborhood.
Oh, no. John? Well, that's what I get.
See, this is on you. This is your fault. Jared Goff, I'll take the hit. You take the hit on that. Unprecedented for a reason. You don't do it.
By the way, do you know now that when Richard from Manhattan calls, Anthony doesn't bother putting a description of the call?
He just
writes, "Hi, Peter. Hi, Don."
Not only do I not bother, I don't pick up the phone.
Yeah.
You just write, "Hi, Peter. Hi, Don."
I know his number, and I just go.
Wow.
And he stays. Rich is a good sport about it.
Hi, Peter. Hi, Don. Well, Rich, we're going to have to get to you after
the
new year. Yeah. Yes. We're going to have to get to you after the new year. Don, we have a minute left in the K show, at least with me and you on board. Of course, tomorrow will be a Grasse vehicle in 2022. Anything you want to say on our way out here?
You guys are family. I've always said it. So enjoy your holiday, however you celebrate it. Have a healthy new year. We'll talk to you in 2023. Enjoy all the sports. You can always reach us on Twitter, but I just want you to have the best of holidays.
Two clown pirates.
That's what they call us. Anthony, who do you have in the studio with you today?
I had Julian with me today.
Julian, thank you. Terrific job. Anthony, fantastic job all year. Michael, wherever you are, terrific job.
No, Michael can't.
No. Michael will be back with us when we return after the top of the year. But listen, we have meaningful football. We have meaningful football in late December. A huge game for the Giants this weekend against Minnesota. And, of course, a huge game for the Jets tonight at MetLife against the Jags. For everyone going to the game, make sure you drive safe and have a sober ride home. Up next, Dan Grasso with the pregame for Jets football. Happy holidays, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.